everybody, and welcome to the Week 8 podcast. I want to reflect on what's happened in the previous week. Obviously, yesterday was a massive day with the Year 8 to 11 award ceremony, a really positive morning. I was really impressed with the organisation and making sure that happened. We did have a problem at the beginning of the assembly, and that was that we didn't have enough parent and family chairs. And we were able to quickly organise a solution for that. What an amazing problem to have with so many people voting with their feet to support the school. Thank you for everybody that was involved in the organisation of that and the running. I thought it was a really positive way to finish the year in an official capacity for the years 8 to 11. Yesterday was also the final day for year 11s, and we finished up on the senior floor with some hamburgers. Again, a really positive way to finish the year 11 year. Obviously, they've done their trial exams and the teachers are busily marking those and giving some feedback for those year 11s. I was impressed with the amount of work that was done in preparation for stage two subjects for next year, and in particular, the push around research project, because that's clearly a focus for us again in 2019. Again, thank you to everybody involved with the organisation and running of that final day. 2 o'clock yesterday, I was fortunate enough to attend a Clontarf Academy meeting with Ian Taylor. Ian is the state coordinator based in Adelaide, and he came over to talk to a few boys and certainly some staff around the Clontarf initiative. That's continuing to progress nicely, and we'll have an academy starting of sorts from January next year. An organisation is happening around the physical location of a classroom and some staffing, which will become clearer in the coming weeks. Ian looks like somebody who's really user-friendly and has a background of family being in Port Lincoln, and looks like somebody who's going to be a real support for the school, and in particular Aboriginal boys. Moving to the previous weekend, and certainly the back end of the week before, I want to say congratulations to all of the staff and students who were involved in the SASTA Shield. Port Lincoln High took away a cricket trophy, which was great, and it sounds like it was a real combination, a positive combination, I should say, of a semester's work for the SASTA students. Thank you to Boyd and Beck for not only going on the camp, but all the preparations and certainly all of the schoolwork leading up to that. I think the SASTA class has really done themselves proud this year, and I appreciate the staff who have been involved during the year. Moving on to this coming week, obviously activities 3 days is being organised, and there was a get-together on Wednesday afternoon in preparation for that. So thank you for those lead teachers who are running activities, and for those support staff who are coming in behind to make sure those 3 days are a success. The school's leadership structure is coming together. There's one more job that is currently advertised, and we'll find out the result of that at some stage during next week. Thank you to the PAC and also the other leaders for making this process as smooth as possible. I know it's gone very deep into the school year, but that was unavoidable with some decisions that had been made outside of the school. Year 10 trial exams are happening this week, and again, teachers who are have prepared for those and will be involved in the running of them and the marking after, that's an important aspect of our SACE improvement strategy. So please make sure we go through that process as effectively as possible. On reflection of the Year 11 exams, it was clear that the students voted with their feet and attended those exams. There was a very small numbers of students who missed one or more exams. So hopefully there is a cultural change in the wind, and the Year 10s will participate in those trial exams to their potential. I'm currently putting together a draft version of the 2019 Site Improvement Plan. Like I said at the assembly yesterday, we are going after writing in 2019. That's certainly a growth area that is going to get us a maximum bang for our buck as far as student data goes. And I will certainly be showing leaders what those plans are, and they will be showing you as part of their portfolio work. I'm also really pleased with the preparations for the student free days in week 9, based around Ladan, and in particular task design. I know that there are some faculty spending some time on performance management performance management meetings, or line management meetings for 2019, again with the focus being around writing. Just a personal statement, I know it's been a very busy last month and I appreciate people hanging in there. There's a couple of weeks to go from a student point of view and I really encourage everybody to hang in there. I'm impressed with the level of organisation that is going on at this point. I appreciate everybody putting their best foot forward. And to finish off, like I normally do, I just heard that there is a nudist convention this coming weekend. I thought I might go if I don't have anything on. Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.